Welcome to Season 1, Episode 1 of Let's Meet, a gay true encounters podcast. Today we have some stories of first times. They're the best. Enjoy. Train station. I lived in a small town growing up. My mum didn't drive, so the only way out of town was by bus or by train. For some reason, I always chose the train. The nearest city was 3 stops away, and take about 20 minutes to get to. One day, I was on my own, and I noticed this cute guy staring at me. When I looked up, he turned away, and I did this several times before I was sure he was checking me out. I played him off and kept looking at my phone. We got to the station and he gets up too. I lose him in the crowd, so I continue to my shops and I buy some new clothes. On my way back, I stop off in the toilets. There are several troughs to piss in and about 8 stalls. I'm mid-piss as someone comes up beside me to piss as well. There is a lot of empty spaces he could have gone, but this was deliberate. I look at his face, and it's the man from the train. He looks at me, then my dick. I smile and motion towards one of the stalls. Once the door closes, he pushes me against it as his tongue dances in my mouth. I work his belt and jeans loose, exposing his average-sized but gorgeous-looking cock. I get to work sucking him. There isn't much space, so he ends up holding my head and throat-fucking me. I use some of the spit spilling down my mouth and chin to rub around my hole to prepare it for fucking. He doesn't give much time as he pulls me up to my feet and he sits down on the seat and had me mount him. Considering I hadn't up until that point fucked without some sort of lube, I found it quite easy to take it all. We were face to face as I rode him and his tongue kept filling my mouth. He whispers now he loves the taste of my cock on his breath. I decided to ride him faster, my cheeks slapping against his thighs as I do. He stops me and holds me tight as we both hear the door open and someone walks in. I move his arms and keep going, making sure to only make minimal noise. He's making soft little moans as I do, and I can tell he's getting close. I feel his lips move to my neck, and he starts sucking. I speed up, and he starts tapping me on the head. I whisper, "It's okay, finishing me, Daddy." My ass goes up and down his dick a few more times before I feel his cock pulse, and he slowly goes soft. I squat down so I can suck the last droplets of cum from his dick. I can feel the cum nearly leaking out of my ass, so I put my palm under it and push it out. I put the hand to my mouth and slurp it down. I pull my trousers up and kiss him before we're leaving. He was the only stranger I've met on the train, but not my first or last guy in a stall. The gay date. I'm 26 years old, with average looks, and I'm bisexual. I love women, but I have the occasional itch for cock. So I joined this online gay dating site, and then I started chatting with this 45-year-old guy. We started off slow, with mere small talks at first, then gradually, little into each other's lives, then sexual preferences. We then did video chats, but we wouldn't show each other's faces, but focus on each other's nipples, and then we went down to our cocks, and then our anal hole. And so, past 4 months, we talked on the phone, and then I noticed his voice was immensely sexy. I was getting turned on by the thought of this big guy with a hairy chest lying on top of me, with his big dick in my ass, and he was fucking me. So we fixed up a date in a motel room. I was to go in earlier and get ready until he comes, so I did as I was told. The room was dark with the curtains drawn, yet bright enough to see one another, giving a romantic ambience to the appropriate situation. I am hairy as well, with a 6-inch long, thick cock. My nipples are really large, with the areola big enough to notice through the array of hair. He asked me to clear all the hair from the surrounding, and so I did. I got to the room, and I took a bath. I dressed up, and I waited for his arrival. Each moment seemed longer. My heartbeat started to rise with excitement and anxiety, yet horny and thinking about getting fucked by this big cock of his. As I indulged my emotions, I heard a knock at the door, breaking the intoxication of the moment. I opened the door to let in my lover, a 6-foot-tall, handsome gentleman with a moustache and flowing salt and pepper hair. We shook hands and sat down on the chairs and passed many moments of silence, which seemed like hours. We were obviously attracted to each other, and the silence confirmed our minds were on the same page. So we got up from our seats, and he came close to me and gently ran his hands from the side of my tummy around to my back just above my ass, and he kissed me on my lips, lightly numerous ones. Each one lasting more and stronger, then he lowered his arms onto my ass, and then he gripped onto me and he kissed me. Now his tongue protruding into my mouth, licking the insides of my lips and then my teeth, and making me open my mouth and letting his tongue have his way in. Our tongues met, hugging and licking each other. His hands kept gripping my ass and feeling me up and down my backside. Then he pulled my t-shirt over my head to reveal my hairy chest with the cleaned nipples. He licked my nipples and then held my chest and took a bite into my nipple like a sandwich. It hurt, but it excited me to my core. And then we undressed and proceeded to the bed where he continued to feed on my nipples, biting and sucking on them for the next 15 minutes while I held onto his hair, scratching his back and enjoying the ecstasy. My dick was so hard and swollen, I was afraid it would explode. His 8-inch long thick cock was getting harder and poking into my ass. I laid him on his back and held his cock in my hand and stroked it, slowly licking the tip, and then letting it through my lips and taking it in inch by inch. I gagged, so I took it out. He was moaning, and that encouraged me to go further. I let his cock slip through my mouth, down into my throat, and I swallowed it. He held onto my head and then slowly pushed his cock in and out of my mouth. As his cock swollen and started pulsating, he took his cock out. I could control it no more and asked him to fuck me. I lay on the bed on my back with my legs spread up. He lubed his cock and positioned my head next to my hole and pushed into it. The pain was excruciating, but I tried to hold on. But then it got unbearable, and I had to take his cock out. I then put his cock back into my mouth and massaged his balls with my hand, sucking on his head, and slowly taking it deeper into my throat. Then I lubed his cock again, and he laid on the bed on his back. I stuck some lube up my hole too, then lubed his cock again, and I got on top. Then I positioned his cock and sat on it, slowly, letting it go inch by inch into my ass, filling all corners, the initial pain fading into pure immense pleasure. As I felt his balls on my ass crack, I waited, reveled in the pleasure of one big cock in my ass, and I slowly moved up and down on it, my ass loosening up to it. He felt the difference too, because then he started pushing in and out of my ass. Then we got up and I laid on the bed, again in missionary. This time he entered me, the pain of entering my ass a necessary pleasure. He laid on top of me and sucked on my nipples while he fucked me harder with each stroke. with the pleasure from both sides overwhelming and yet unstoppable as sweaty bodies grinded against each other. I was moaning and screaming over the top of my lungs as his strokes grew harder and faster into my ass and he bites harder. What seemed like hours later, and yet leaving me with wanting more, he thrust harder into me. And with a few strokes, I felt his pulsing cock explode into my bowels with multiple shots of cum. He then left my nipples and then kissed me passionately on my lips for a long time. I felt his cock grow limp in my ass and he finally come out of me. We laid on the bed and watched TV for a while. 5 minutes later, his hand rubbed against my already sore nipples. Though paining, the gesture made me horny on the basis of my episode moments ago. So I held his head and fed him my nipples. He sucked on my sore nipples and my dick is hard again. I stroke his cock and take the limp cock into my mouth and suck hard, licking around the head, sucking up and down the shaft as much as it pulsates and grows to its full length in seconds. I massage his balls and take it into my mouth, licking and sucking on both balls together. He turns me on my stomach, raises my ass up, gets behind me on the bed, and pushes his hard cock into my ass. And it slides in easier, courtesy of the lubrication created inside of me moments ago. He fucks me hard, pushing his cock into my ass, his balls slapping against my legs, our sweaty legs banging against one another. Then he lays me flat on my stomach and lies on top of me and fucks me harder. Our sweaty bodies are grinding against each other. And then he turns my head towards him and kisses me on the cheek and neck and fucking me harder and faster. I scream again. The fucking lasting for another 10 minutes. Then he comes another load into my ass. Now the load slowly flowing out of my ass. He lies on top of me, tired, our bodies sticky with sweat, his cock still in my ass, his fingers pinching my nipples from the back. I feel his cock got smaller and slowly exit my ass as a limp one. He then gets up from the bed, pulls me with him to the shower, and we shower together and grope each other, his focus not wavering from my nipples. He then goes down on his knees and takes my cock into his mouth, licking the head slowly, sucking on the head alone for a while, and then taking the whole shaft in. Sucking while he cups and massages my balls. I didn't last long before I blew a whole load into his mouth and down his throat. We finished our bath and dressed up and left the motel. We keep in touch and have the occasional bang-bangs once in a while. First group sex. First time poster. Quite turned on by the idea of sharing my sexual experiences. This, for me, is the most memorable, and I hope you enjoy. To cut a long story short, as my relationship developed with my boyfriend, it moved to complete dominance. My boyfriend made all the decisions about our sex lives. My diet, exercise, clothes, underwear, hairstyle, body shaving, and even some financial control at the time this happened. I was 19 years old and he was 31. I'm now 28, and although we're no longer going out, I still fantasize about this night often. This was the first time, though, we were ever having sex with others. My boyfriend woke up about 11:30 p.m. and he told me he was feeling horny and to go douche and shower. I got up and did so. When I came back, he was dressed and he had laid his clothes on the bed for me. He asked me to get dressed. I asked him why and he said, "Remember our talk about me wanting to push your boundaries more? This is it. If you want to make me happy, do as I tell you and don't ask any more questions. Just get dressed, put the condoms and the lube in a bag and get in the car." He then gave me some Viagra to swallow, as he wanted me to stay hard. We got in the car and drove off. I asked him where we were going to, and he just replied, "You'll see when we get there." After about 40 minutes, we were out in the countryside. He pulled off down a dirt track and onto some woods. As he stopped the car, it was clear there was another car there waiting, with two guys standing beside it. The guys were both, I would say, in their 40s. He parked up next to them and told me that I was to do everything he and these guys tell me to do without question, and the sex would be on the rough side. He then explained that he and the guys would film it and take pictures. He asked if the Viagra had kicked in, which it had. He then got out the car and chatted to the guys. After a few minutes, the two guys approached my door and opened it and pulled me out and pushed me to the ground. They told me to strip and get on my knees. The two guys then unzipped themselves along with my boyfriend and began wanking while just looking at me. My boyfriend then told me to take turns sucking the two guys. He told the guys not to be gentle. I began to do this, and they certainly weren't gentle. I was gagging and I vomited twice. My boyfriend told me to get up and go over to the car, bend over and place my hands flat on the bonnet. He told the two guys to stop fucking me. My boyfriend went to the side of the car and watched while wanking. The first guy spent a bit of time fingering me quite roughly, and then he began to fuck me. It was quite sore as he was much bigger than what I was used to, and I began to cry out. This got my boyfriend really excited, and he told them not to stop. My boyfriend came over while continuing to wank to film my face while I was struggling and crying out. It was a real struggle, but I got through it. The second guy then took his turn. He wasn't as big as the first guy, but he was very rough, doing sudden, quick and hard thrusts into me, but my boyfriend kept going at him to keep it up, which he did. When he finished, my boyfriend told me to get on my knees and open my mouth. He came over and began to wank hard in front of my face and blew his load all over my face and in my mouth. I was then told to wank until I come, and they all stood watching and filming me until I came. My boyfriend told me to get dressed and wait in the car. He went over to the other guys and they appeared to be showing each other the pics and the videos that they took. Then he got back in the car. I was unintentionally my straight roommate's first sexual experience. My sophomore year of college, I was rooming with another guy from out of state, and we ended up pretty good friends as the year went on. After one night, we get back from a party, pretty buzzed up. We decided to drink more, and we watched YouTube or something like that. And I really don't remember exactly how my hand ended up and where it did. But it ended up with my hand planted firmly on his thigh, and it happened to be right where he tucked his dick. And I just kind of froze for a second before moving my hand and apologising. He just kind of sat there, not sure what to say, and I decided to break the silence with an attempt at humour by telling him that was the biggest dick I had ever held. He didn't know I was into guys yet, so it sounded like I was making fun of myself. And for whatever reason, he replied with, "Wanna feel it again?" I played coy and asked him if he wanted me to. He replied with, "Well, I'm not gay, but that got me kind of hard." Fumbled over his words as he didn't really want to admit it. I took a swig of the cheap vodka we were sharing and I slid my hand under his blanket where he'd already let himself free. He just kind of closed his eyes and looked up towards the ceiling as I felt his member in my hand and it grew to impressive full length and tried to hide my absolute shock at the girth that just kept growing. I swear it could have comfortably worn my Fitbit. A few minutes went by and I took the initiative and leaned in and took it in my mouth. And he immediately assumed control by grabbing my head and putting his hips to work. Suddenly, A slow and shy encounter turned into a frantic, aggressive thrusting, animalistic moaning and incoherent throating. It lasted about 10 minutes, and when he climaxed, he held my head down and thrusted up as deep into my throat as he could while he came. If he had held me a second or two longer, I probably would have blacked out from lack of air. I flopped back to where I was originally on the crouch, gasping for air and swallowing the rest of his cum, while he just kind of lay there breathing and groaning as loud as I was. After a while, he mentioned it was the first time he'd ever got a blowjob or done anything. I asked him how it was, and he told me it was amazing. I ended up blowing him numerous times over the rest of the semester, even after he started dating a girl, until she took his virginity proper. After that, we stopped. He constantly had to remind me that he wasn't gay. To my knowledge, he's never been with another guy since either. Thank you for listening to Season 1, Episode 1 of Let's Meet, a Gay True Encounters podcast. Send me your stories and I'll read them. I look forward to our next session.